Thank you for that introduction and for the opportunity to speak to you today. For over a decade, Palmer amaranth has been the most impactful weed affecting Georgia cotton production. In 2005, glyphosate resistance was confirmed in a Palmer amaranth biotype in Georgia, and since then, growers have been forced to adapt their management strategies for risk of losing their crop. The biological characteristics of Palmer amaranth make this a very challenging weed to manage, and in Georgia, a typical herbicide program consists of 5 sprays throughout the season, beginning with a pre-plant burn down, and is followed by 2 active ingredients applied behind the press wheel pre-emergence, 2 sequential post-applications are applied, and a lay-by application, all to stay ahead of constant Palmer amaranth emergence throughout the season. Herbicide-resistant seed technology traits are also available. However, these can be limited by herbicide resistance and potential off-target movement in sensitive areas. Georgia's unique production system consists of nearly 1.4 million acres of cotton and 128,000 acres of vegetables. Looking at a map of Georgia, each county that produces at least 200 acres of cotton is shaded in red, and each county that produces at least $50,000 worth of vegetables has a yellow star over it. At least 80% of the cotton in Georgia is grown in a county that also produces at least $50,000 worth of vegetables. This can translate into major problems when looking at potential herbicide options and the potential for off-target movement in sensitive areas. Therefore, we really need to carefully consider our options for Palmer amaranth control in these very sensitive areas. Reviewing the literature shows support for a glufosinate-based system for management of Palmer amaranth. It showed that when using glufosinate-resistant cotton varieties, that sequential post-applications of glufosinate can improve Palmer amaranth control. A glufosinate-based system can provide post-emergence control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in these sensitive areas with limited off-target movement concerns. The current glufosinate label recommends 10 to 14 days between sequential post-applications. However, research has shown this provides variable control of Palmer amaranth. If timely sequential applications are not implemented, Palmer amaranth has the ability to overcome the effects of the initial application. Therefore, further research is needed investigating the time interval between these sequential post-applications in order to improve the effectiveness of the glufosinate system. The objective of this study was to investigate a comparable opsin alternative for use in these sensitive areas, and to do this, we wanted to look at the optimum time interval between sequential post-1 and post-2 applications of glufosinate in order to maximize the effectiveness of the glufosinate system for Palmer amaranth and large crabgrass control. Our hypothesis was that greatest weed control would be achieved with sequential post-applications applied at an interval of 7 days or less. The study was conducted at five locations in Georgia during 2017 and 2018, and during these 2 years, we were able to utilize a large planting window in each planting data shown above, with Delta Pine 1646 and Phytogen 430 varieties planted. When the trial was initiated at post 1, Palmer amaranth was 15 to 20 centimeters in Tie-Tie in Moultrie, Georgia. However, due to constant rain, we weren't able to get into the field in the ideal Georgia location until Palmer amaranth was 46 to 56 centimeters. The experimental design was a split plot design, with whole plot being the interval of sequential post-2 application, which was 1 of 7 different intervals, and the subplot being herbicide option. These were arranged in a randomized complete block design with 4 replications for each study. Herbicide treatments included glufosinate alone or in combination with glyphosate, and when the trial was initiated, post-1 was applied over the entire study and then was followed by post-2 either 1, 3, 5, 7, 10, or 14 days later. And a no post-2 was also included. Doing this allowed us to focus primarily on the interval between the sequential post-1 and post-2 applications. All treatments were applied using a CO2 pressurized backpack sprayer with AIXR nozzles, and 2 maintenance applications were applied to each study to eliminate late emerging weeds in order to reduce their impact on our results. Data collected included crop crop injury, height, and seed cotton yield for cotton. However, injury and no significant injury or heights data was recorded, therefore has not been included. And we also took control ratings, population counts, and biomass for Palmer amaranth and large crabgrass. However, due to time constraints, I will not include the population counts today. Data was analyzed using SAS, proglimics, and means were separated using Tukey's HSD. Data concerning Palmer amaranth has been pooled across location and size of Palmer amaranth at post 1 when the trial was initiated, either 15 to 20 centimeters or 46 to 56 centimeters. Both interval and herbicide were significant main effects for visual control ratings and will be presented, and interval alone will be presented for biomass. Looking at when Palmer was 15 to 20 centimeters at post 1, percent control is shown on a 0 to 100 scale on the y-axis with sequential interval along the x. A post 2 interval occurring between 1 and 7 days after post 1 saw 98 to 99% control. However, as the interval was extended out to 14 days, control was reduced up to 13%, and when no post 2 was applied at all, control was only 70%. When Palmer was 46 to 56 centimeters at post 1, a post 2 interval between 1 and 5 days saw 89 to 93% control, and this was reduced at least 11% as the interval was extended out to 14 days, and when no post 2 was applied, control was only 54%. Now looking at the effect of herbicide option on Palmer amaranth control at harvest, percent control is again shown on the y-axis with herbicide option on the x. When Palmer amaranth was 15 to 20 centimeters at post 1, we saw no differences regardless of herbicide option. However, when Palmer was 46 to 56 centimeters, overall better control was seen with a glufosinate and glyphosate mixture when compared to glufosinate alone. Palmer amaranth biomass, shown in kilograms per hectare on the y-axis and sequential interval along the x, saw no differences in biomass at intervals up to 10 days after post 1. However, Palmer amaranth biomass was 125 kilograms per hectare when the application interval was 14 days after post 1. When Palmer was 46 to 56 centimeters at post 1, more overall biomass was obtained when compared to locations with the smaller Palmer. However, there were no differences between post 2 intervals between 1 and 14 days, with the exception of the 7-day interval, which saw over 2,900 kilograms per hectare. These pictures were taken in Tie-Tie, Georgia during 2017. A post 2 interval 3 to 5 days after post 1 saw good control of Palmer amaranth. However, when the interval was extended out to 10 or 14 days, Palmer that were not killed during the initial post 1 application were often too big to be eliminated with the second post emergence application and therefore continued to grow through the remainder of the season. Studies have shown variable control with large crabgrass in a glufosinate-based system. Therefore, we looked at the interaction between interval and herbicide on large crabgrass visual control and biomass combined across 4 locations. At post 1, large crabgrass was 15 to 20 centimeters. Large crabgrass control at harvest is shown on a 0 to 100 scale on the y-axis with sequential interval along the x. Because the interaction between interval and herbicide was significant, each red bar represents a glufosinate application alone, with each black bar representing glufosinate and glyphosate combination. Focusing on the glufosinate applications made 10 to 14 days, which is the current label recommendation, we saw 76 to 81% control. However, as the interval was decreased, as we got closer to a 1 to 7 day interval, overall control was improved with applications made 3 to 7 days after post 1 showing similar control to glufosinate and glyphosate applications made between 1 and 10 days of post 1. Looking at large crabgrass biomass at harvest, biomass is shown in kilograms per hectare on the y-axis with sequential interval along the x. Post 2 applications made within 10 days of post 1 showed less than 123 kilograms per hectare of biomass. However, as the interval was extended out to 14 days, significantly more biomass was produced. Seed cotton yield data has been taken and combined across location and size of Palmer amaranth at post one, and both interval and herbicide were significant main effects for seed cotton yield and will be presented. Cotton yield is shown with kilograms per hectare on the y-axis with sequential interval along the x. When Palmer was 15 to 20 centimeters at post one, there were no differences in cotton yield regardless of application interval. However, when no post two was applied, yield was reduced up to 39%. When Palmer was 46 to 56 centimeters at post one, we saw the greatest yield benefit with a post two application made between 1 and 5 days of post one. And as the interval was extended out to 14 days, yields were reduced at least 34%. If we look at the effect of herbicide option on yield, kilograms per hectare is again on the y-axis, with herbicide option along the x, we saw no differences in yield regardless of herbicide option when Palmer was 15 to 20 centimeters. However, when Palmer was 46 to 56 centimeters, the greatest yield benefit came with a combination of glufosinate and glyphosate when compared to glufosinate alone. In summary, when Palmer was less than 20 centimeters post one, a glufosinate interval applied within 1 to 7 days of post one provided the greatest control, and when Palmer was 46 to 56 centimeters, reducing the interval to 5 days or less was the most effective. When large crabgrass was less than 20 centimeters at post one, glufosinate applied at a sequential interval of 3 to 7 days was most effective, and mixing glyphosate with the glufosinate could improve control where possible. There were no differences in cotton yield for locations in which treatments were initiated on 15 to 20 centimeter Palmer. However, when Palmer was 46 to 56 centimeters, the greatest yield benefit came with an interval up to 5 days or less. In conclusion, the efficiency of glufosinate-based systems can be improved with timely intervals between sequential glufosinate applications. For future research, we hope to repeat this study with the large Palmer amaranth size, and we would like to replicate the study in larger plots and grower fields. And at this time, I would be happy to answer any questions. Yes, sir.
You may have mentioned, were all these locations irrigated?
The question was, were all of these locations irrigated? They were. They were irrigated, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The question was, what was the time of day that these applications were made? All of these applications on all five locations or all five studies were made at between 8 and 8:30. So we wanted to control for that, and so we made them all within 30 minutes of each other.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir. So the question was, how did the glyphosate and glufosinate treatment control better? So we assumed that our population was not 100% glyphosate resistant, and so therefore we were able to gain benefit from the glyphosate treatment.
Okay, let's thank our speaker.